It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, September 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's just the beginning of September, but already people who watch the markets are wishing we were still in the middle of August. Following over a week of volatility, markets dropped several percentage points again this week thanks to economic data on manufacturing from China. And part of the story here is about gadgets that are being built in China. Commodity prices are dropping, so the cost of building gadgets is also going down. At the same time, the smartphone market is maturing. Chris Christopher is director of U.S. and global consumer electronics at IHS Economics.
Demand is slowing in many parts of the emerging market world, if you will, and then the cost of producing those things is also going to slow. For example, if you're using certain types of commodities, let's say silver or whatever, that will not be as expensive as it was. So input costs are going down, but also the revenue per unit you might be able to charge for, especially if it's not a premium type of good, is also going to fall. So which one falls faster, et cetera, that's a little hard to tell, but you know, you're getting a benefit from one side of the equation, but then you have to worry about the other side.
Now, I imagine if I'm running a factory in Shenzhen, I might feel differently, but as somebody who might be getting ready to buy a device as an end user, if you will, this is probably pretty good news for me if I'm shopping for phones, right?
Correct, especially if you're in the United States. One thing that is sort of good for most American consumers is that you have lower energy prices, a stronger dollar, and when you have that kind of situation, the transportation costs are lower. In addition, with a stronger dollar, the price that companies are willing to charge for consumer imported goods, where most of the devices come from for the most part, they're going to be relatively less expensive.
Chris Christopher is director of U.S. and global consumer electronics at IHS Economics. Chris, thanks.
Thank you.
From the hardware market to the labor market, ride-hailing company Uber has lost a round in a growing legal battle that could threaten its business in the U.S. A federal judge has ruled that a case against the company can go forward as a class action lawsuit. The case could allow 160,000 Uber drivers in California to push together for the company to treat them as employees with more benefits instead of independent contractors. Uber may try to appeal that ruling before the case goes to trial sometime next year. If you asked me what the biggest thing on the internet has been so far this week, I would argue it's a 6-second video. You know the Twitter-owned video service Vine, which is all about short videos. And many of us now know about Duck Army. What is that? BuzzFeed senior editor Katie Natopoulos is here to talk about it. Katie, nice to have you back.
Thank you for having me back.
Can we just do an impression of Duck Army real quick? Ready? One, two, three. We should describe it briefly.
Yeah.
So it's someone holding a camera. They're in what appears to be some kind of, maybe it's a big box store, like a Target or something. And there's a shopping cart full of rubber ducks.
Right. Like one of those things where, like, imagine where they keep the beach ball, sort of like a big crate.
Yeah.
It's probably like an animal chew toy.
Yes.
Like it's a little squeezy thing. You squeeze it and it makes a little like
noise.
Funny noise.
But if there's a whole thing full of them and you press down really hard on all of them and then let go, it makes a terrifying, amazing, hilarious sound, a chorus.
Yeah, I would describe the sound as the sound of a million souls being tortured in hell.
You're obsessed with this.
I'm obsessed with it.
Why?
I think it's got a couple things going for it. One is it has a great title. The subtitle is just Duck Army.
Right.
Which is just kind of funny. And people also really love, like, a popular trope is sort of messing around in big box stores.
Oh.
Like, there's a lot of, like, videos of, like, teenagers are bored and they don't have anything to do, and they go to Walmart and they film themselves like messing around in the aisles, like doing pranks, like you know, in the Walmart.
It's mall rats, you know, 2015 style,
right?
Or whatever.
Just imagine all the other shoppers in the store all of a sudden are like,
stopping.
"What is going on?"
Stopping in their tracks,
dropping
their items.
Yeah, and there's just this horrific noise.
If you're trying to create the perfect vine, are there like ingredients and steps that this vine has, which is why it's so popular?
I think that sometimes we think of the internet as being the things that are going to go viral are these things that kind of live offline and are memes and images that sort of only you can only get if you understand the internet. And this is really straightforward. You know, this is someone doing a really funny practical joke in a Walmart. It's got a little bit of mayhem. It's got a funny sound. Why this is so funny, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to figure out exactly why this just captured the hearts and minds of people like me who consider themselves enlisted in the Duck Army now.
So wait, now you're enlisted in the Duck Army?
Yeah. Quack, quack. I've risen through the ranks pretty quickly, so you can call me Commodore Duck.
Commodore Duck.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Commodore Duck is also the co-host of the podcast Internet Explorer from BuzzFeed. And if you went to Google.com yesterday, you may have noticed a video instead of the usual six-letter logo from the company. And that video introduced the new Google logo. The colors are softer. The letters are sans serif. If you want to know why I'm even talking about a company tweaking its logo ever so slightly, think about the so-called Internet of Things. Google is preparing for a world of devices where screens will be much smaller than phablet size, and it's hoping that a lot of those screens will say Google on them. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.